Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Good morning and welcome, everybody. Thanks for your patience. The first item on our agenda is approval of December 18, 2018 meeting minutes. Those minutes have been previously distributed to the board members. If there's no discussion, I'll entertain a motion on those minutes.
I move to accept the minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? No? Go ahead and vote. All right, the minutes have been approved. We can move into our regular agenda. First item on our regular agenda is 108 Marsh Harbor Drive. It is a marsh buffer setback variance request, and we'll hear from staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The petitioner, Robert Dowd, for 108 Marsh Harbor Drive is requesting a 10-foot marsh buffer setback variance from the 35-foot requirement. This is related to the proposed construction of a new single-family residence at 108 Marsh Harbor Drive. This is a text map of the subject property, which shows the lot highlighted here. And this is an aerial view of the subject property located right here. The lot is a conforming lot. It's approximately 25,000 square feet in size. It has an average depth of approximately 165 feet. And as I mentioned, the petitioner's intent is to construct a new single-family residence. The property does abut Turner's Creek and Marsh along the rear here. As you can see, its access is here from Marsh Harbor Drive. The existing residences within the subdivision are primarily built between the mid-1990s and mid-2000s. The lots generally range between 20,000 and 70,000 square feet in size. The petitioner is requesting 10 feet on the rear. They did provide a site plan for the proposed residence, which I'll try to make a little larger here for this. And highlighted in red is the proposed footprint of the house. As you can see, some portion of the impact on the marsh buffer setback here is resulting in this particular design. There are some issues, at least according to the site plan, relative to slope on the east and west sides of the property, which I'll let the applicant get into if they'd like to discuss. This is the front yard setback, which you can see the proposed garage abuts and the rear here. The petitioner is proposing to build the house within 10 feet of the required, 10-foot encroachment, I should say, of the required 35-foot marsh buffer setback. Based on staff's review of the information provided, it appears that design alternatives could take the proposed structure out of the marsh buffer setback, if not completely to some degree. And based on the requirements of the ordinance, staff is recommending denial of the 10-foot marsh buffer setback variance request.
Thanks, Marcus. One question. I was looking at the aerial.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that the abuts Turner's Creek. I guess, is there just a sliver?
Yeah, there's a
coming back there?
Or? Here. Which is where the encroachment takes place.
Okay.
Turner's Creek's
out. I know Turner Creek's off to the right, but
right.
That's why I was. This is more like a small inlet, I guess.
Yes.
I can't see the water. This looks like trees. Any questions, staff? Any other?
Marcus?
Yes, sir.
How much of a design change would be necessary to get within the setback?
Well, it's difficult to say exactly. They've got, there, as I mentioned, the encroachment is 10 feet. And when you look at a number of the houses that really abut the creek itself, the designs are somewhat different. And I know this lot is somewhat shaped differently than the lots that you see to the east here and north, but there's adequate room in terms of the dimensions of the lot to accommodate a home without encroaching into the setback. In the site plan, you can see that this is a much more linear structure than some of the other structures that you see.
The garage will move back a little bit. There wasn't as much space between the garage and the house, and that jut-out space on the back.
Down here?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, those are some ways in which you could decrease the encroachment, certainly. Both the size of the garage and its orientation do cause the impacts on both the front yard setback and the marsh buffer setback. Now, I will say that had this not been a property that was subject to the 35 feet, they would be meeting a typical 25-foot rear yard.
And what you said, and I see on the site plans, slope and grade, is the petitioner going to speak to that, or do you have any information?
Yeah, I don't have any additional information on that other than what's noted on the site plan.
Curious about that, so maybe we'll hear from the petitioner and we'll come back to you in the end.
Morning. First of all, thank you guys for your time and
you already signed?
Yes, sir.
All right, and just state your name and raise your right hand.
Robert Dowd.
Mr. Dowd, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
First of all, thank you guys for the time. So when we got our plans together, it's a good point about the linear because it is a little different and the way it fits on the lot. And when submitted to the architect, haven't built a lot of homes, so hindsight's 20/20 on this one. But we thought when I got it back and stamped, 25 feet was a standard, and come to find out when it was submitted, 35 feet was a standard. What the back piece is a cupboard. It's a built-in porch to the house. It's not an open porch. It's all closed in, so it's part of the home. So we really didn't want to have to change that. We didn't have to. And what's being referred to as the wetlands, and I certainly respect the wetlands and understand, it looks like a ditch. When I went back there, you know, we bought the lot, I probably hindsight 2020 again, should have considered it more as wetlands. But it almost looked like it could have been man-made at some point, but it obviously it's natural. It is tidal, I believe. So, but it was like a ditch, and I didn't give it more thought. It wasn't like looking out over a marsh or anything like that. It runs to the back of the property line, and you know, it's a pretty little ditch thing, but I didn't think more of it. It's not like you're looking out over the marsh from there. You know, there's nothing behind it. You got homes kind of on the backsides that you really can't see. So, you know, that said, that's why we're asking that, you know, we are 25 feet away, certainly not going any further, not looking to build anything else beyond that. You know, respect that, you know, going forward, absolutely. But that's why we're asking for the 10 feet, so we didn't have to squeeze things down. We already gave some things up to get it to fit in the 25 feet. So we waited on this hearing for 4 weeks, put everything off, and hoping, you know, that we can get some resolution.
Well, what if you needed to put a patio out there?
There won't be, just the stairs, you know, just the stairs to get down that are included in the plan.
What's the slope and grade off to the left and right of the home there? Do you know what that's referring to there?
Now, to be honest with you, what I was concentrating on, and my builder is having open heart surgery today, or he'd be here with me, so I'm kind of winging it. But that said, what I was concentrating on was the setbacks. That's what I was told was the issue, was the setback. That anything else could be dealt with.
Did your builder, did you have any discussion with him about design alternatives, or are there any hindrances to that he shared with you?
Obviously, we'll do whatever we got. We're going to, you know, we've got to make it work one way or the other. We're just hoping that we could work with you guys on respecting the 25 feet, gaining the 10, and going from there.
There's a letter that was included with us, and I think you were on the email from, did you see the email from Mr. Kirkland?
I'd have to look.
He had several bullet points, engineering recommendations.
I can pull that up, Mr. Chairman.
That'd be great. I appreciate it.
It's unclear for me from Mr. Kirkland's letter whether he found an incursion into the state waters buffer or not. I didn't come out and say it, and I can see.
No, he didn't say it.
And let me just add, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
I see Jeff's not here today.
Yes, and he said he's out sick today, so he was not able to be to the meeting. But per the letter that he provided, that determination has not been made whether or not it's also a state waters buffer encroachment.
Okay.
But that will be, if Mr. Dow's project goes forward, that'll be part of the building permit review process.
Okay. I appreciate it. Since he couldn't be here, I at least have this letter for us. It's helpful. Mm-hmm. Going to have his thoughts. But, you know, in there, Mr. Dow, you know, his first bullet point obviously is design alternatives, and you're not being the buffer, and below that he has three, you know, if the variance is granted. Do any of those cause any concern?
No, sir. Not at all. I think we could adhere to each one of those points.
On the lower right-hand part of the lot, there is a diamond-shaped feature. Is there a purpose for that? Is there something there?
You mean this area?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a corresponding one across the ditch, if you will.
In this area?
Yeah.
And the one on the adjacent lot.
Oh, where the marsh actually comes in there?
Right. Typically that's the case.
And several of those lots have that. Where are we measuring from? The back lot line or the tip of that diamond?
I think you can.
We can zoom in on the PDF. Yep. Zoomed in pretty close on mine. It doesn't really show anything there.
So this is that line that you see on this line. And keep in mind the aerial image that you're seeing is not a surveyed image.
I guess for me, suffice it to say, it just means that's not part of his property.
So. That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Nothing else to worry
and
about.
And the line kind of wraps around it.
Yes, yeah. Sir. You got here, and then you got there. So this is the nearest point of encroachment right here.
There's no reconfiguration of the house as it's proposed that would give you 3 or 4 more feet?
Well, if I could get a partial And maybe not the whole 10 feet, but maybe 6 feet. It would make work for us.
Any other questions of the petitioner?
No, sir.
None? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Here and now, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to allow a variance of 6 feet.
There is a 6 feet. You know, 6 feet.
Or 4 feet. The variance of encroachment of 4 feet.
Six.
Okay. Let me restate it once again. I make a motion that we allow a variance of encroachment of 6 feet in this instance.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Just before you guys take your votes, that's a 6 foot variance from the 35 foot requirement.
Yes.
Is that your intention?
Yes.
Subject to the recommendations of Mr. Kirkland, we can amend the motion to include those recommendations.
Including the rain garden type thing?
Yes, I will amend my motion just a moment. Conditioned upon Mr. Kirkland's recommendations as stated in his January 9th email, which recommends design alternatives.
Some form of tree protection.
What's his
first name? What's his first name?
Jeff.
Construction of a rain garden. And further steps to minimize impact into the 35-foot buffer, which are unstated by his recommendation. Is that sufficient?
Yeah, that would make that part of the record. Just have that be included.
All right. And I'd also request, as a part of my motion, that Mr. Kirkland's email be made a part of my motion in the record, please. For specific reference.
Be included in the decision.
Yes. All right. No further discussion.
Did you get that?
Well,
did you get that?
I did.
It's all yes on that. Go ahead and vote. Jeff will be out there measuring the 25 foot, so confirm things are the way they're supposed to be. pass. Good luck. I understand. I picked up and your implication that 6 foot will keep the missus happy, so I think you're good to go. Good luck with the construction.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll tell you, we are very tight about these marsh buffalo dams.
Yes, sir.
As a general rule, we don't allow them.
Understood. Thank you.
I'm really bothered by the lack of marsh right here.
I'm not sure if you're going to understand.
Exactly.
When it comes tidal, it's more than drainage.
Moving on to the next item. Our regular agenda, it's 103 Wiley Bottom Road. It's a rear yard setback variance request. We'll hear from staff.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the petitioners, Ross and Nancy Petronchak, 103 Wiley Bottom Road, are requesting approval of a 5-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement. The purpose of this variance request is the construction of an enclosed porch at the rear of a single-family residence. The subject property at 103 Wiley Bottom Road is within the Landing Subdivision of Planning and Development in Chatham County. The lot is approximately 18,000 square feet in size and was originally developed in 1979. It is a conforming lot of record. The property fronts onto Wiley Bottom Road and abuts single-family residential lot to the south side. All other sides of the property abut common area owned by the Landings Association. This is a site plan of the subject property, which shows this is Wiley Bottom Road, and this is the vehicular access to the property. The house is outlined here, and I'm going to show you another area over here. Tax map of the subject property, as I mentioned, it abuts single family residence here, but on the all other sides, it abuts common areas adjacent to a golf course. This is an aerial photograph of the property, and as you can see, the approximate area of the proposed green porch is this location on an existing concrete slab. This is a view from the east, essentially across the golf course, and the house is back in this wooded area here. One other thing I want to point out, and you can kind of see it in this building layout, there are two sort of jut outs that from here, the proposed area of the porch is obscured from the adjacent residence, which in this diagram would be to the east. From this aerial photograph, you can see the only residence that's adjacent to the property, the jut outs that I showed you on the building layout, and then the proposed location here. And as you all know, that's typical in the Landing Subdivision, there's significant vegetation typically screening single family residences within this neighborhood. Based on the lack of impact on the rear yard and the fact that the property abuts common area, staff is recommending approval of the 5-foot reduction of the 25-foot rear yard setback. I should also mention for the record that although not a factor in your recommendation or your finding today, the petitioners have gone before the Landings Architectural Review Committee and have been approved for their proposed addition. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Morris?
I would simply like to state for the record that I live on this street. I do not know the petitioners, but I do want to make that part of the record.
Thank you. Is anyone here for the petitioner? Anything petitioner would like to add?
Do we need to add anything?
No. Brandon, you're not coming up?
No,
I mean, unless you got a question for me.
No, I was just going to relish getting you under oath for a moment. No, I don't actually have any questions for y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, I I live off of 5 tee box. So I play behind y'all's house all the time when I'm walking 9 after work.
Well, come on in and say hello next. It's the landings.
They'll be on the porch.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I think I've seen you out there with your radio. I've talked to that before.
Yeah.
Anything for the petitioners?
No questions.
Thanks. Anyone here for the public to speak on this matter? Entertain a motion.
I move to approve the variance.
Is there a second?
I second.
Hearing no discussion, go ahead and vote. I'll put Rand on the record another time. All right, it's been approved. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks. Can I ask how those? You guys just send us a letter or something?
Oh, yeah, you'll receive a letter from our office with,
okay,
with
great.
The board attached.
Terrific. Okay.
Thank you.
And now you can take that sign out of your front yard.
Yeah, well, we have it in the trunk. You want it? It's in the trunk. Do you want it back? I'll use it for the garage sale. Thank you very much.
Good. Let me get your attention. I managed to. Excellent. Call CJ, hello again. I managed to exit out.
All right, the last item on our regular agenda is 104, 106, and 108 Newbridge Road. It's a front yard setback variance request for each. And we'll hear from Ms. Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner for this item that's before you now, 104, 106, and 108 Newbridge Road, are requesting approval of 10-foot front yard setback variances from the 30-foot requirement for 3 new single-family residences. This is a subdivision that's currently under construction on several of the lots within the subdivision. The subject properties are located on Newbridge Road in the Blue Hand Bluff subdivision. That subdivision was originally approved in 2007. In 2018, a recombination was approved to facilitate the expansion of the buildable area of 2 of the lots, which are now 104 and 106 Newbridge Road. Each lot within the subdivision is encumbered by marsh along the rear property line. It is a Blue Hand Bluff is a private 12-lot single-family subdivision. You can see on the text map the Allen Expressway is located here. This is Newbridge Road as it comes in, and you'll be able to see a little better on the aerial, but in each one of these lots, show you better. The 3 lots that are highlighted in red here are the lots that the petitioner is requesting the front yard setback variance for. One of 104 Newbridge Road has a lot area of approximately 13,000 square feet. 106 Newbridge Road is approximately 12,000 square feet. And 108 Newbridge Road is a little over 11,700 square feet. All the lots in the area, all the lot areas of the subject properties are similar to the other parcels in the subdivision, but the issue becomes the buildable area of each one of these lots. As you can see, they're not necessarily irregular in shape, other than 108, which is but the cul-de-sac. But there is obviously marsh encroachment that impinges on the buildable area to some degree. The irregular jog of the marsh line also is a factor that impacts the lots. On the subdivision plat, you can see, and I really just wanted to show this, the old subdivision, for the purpose of showing you the marsh line and how it comes in here and has a significant impact on the buildable area of the lot. I should mention that just before today's meeting, in conversations with the owner, And after reviewing the staff report, they are going to, they're prepared to have a discussion about partially amending their request today for one of the lots. As you can see in the staff recommendation, we're recommending approval of the 10-foot front yard setback variance from the 30-foot requirement for 104 and 106 New Bridge Road, and denial for the same on 108 New Bridge Road. The reason for that is because, in our view of it, there's adequate buildable area on that lot to accommodate it. And when these lots were recombined, it was staff made it clear at that time to the applicant that there would that lot shape, because of the recombination, would require sort of a special design to meet the development setbacks and standards. However, and as I mentioned, in having a conversation with the owner prior to today's meeting, they would like to possibly request a 5-foot setback on the final lot, 108 New Bridge Road, instead of the 10-foot that they originally requested.
What are the thoughts on the 5-foot?
Well, honestly, staff has not had the opportunity to review that in depth, but I would say, just based on observation, it would allow for the structures to line up in a more appropriate manner, so that upon build out, the homes would at least have a similar setback along New Bridge Road, which is important in a small subdivision particularly.
Any other questions?
This is between the bluff and Runaway Point?
Yes, sir.
Are these waterways titled?
Yes, they are. And the based on what's been presented or provided to the county so far, the petitioners are not requesting any variances from the marsh buffer.
Between the subdivision?
That's the old subdivision plat. Let me show, are you talking about this?
Yeah.
This is the subdivision plat that was originally created. Subsequent to this, two of these lots were combined into one.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to
say. So now in this area, when you first come into the subdivision, instead of four lots, you have three. These two lots were recombined.
What became the one and two combined?
Lot two and lot three were combined.
The three combined. Okay. Okay. Well, I look over at the aerial. It just size-wise, it looks like one's larger than the first one's larger than the middle. But maybe the district could help me out with that. I just haven't seen.
Here's a better map. Of the 1, 2, 3, we combined it. Just we eliminated lot two because right. There's no way you could build those lots.
Yeah. Okay, so that one increased as well. They both increased. That's what I was saying. It wasn't just. I looked at that, I was thinking, that's not the same. Not a big issue, it just stood out. I was thinking I'm missing something. Anything else, our staff? Right, we'll hear from the petitioner. Have you already signed in?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll state your name and raise your right hand.
Bobby Robert Chu.
Mr. Chu, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, originally, the new map shows you if you can pull up the first plot, this one. There was no way that you're going to be able to build on lot one or two. So we went ahead and recombo those two and just eliminate lot two to half on each side, lot one and lot three. If you go around to the corner to lot 10, 11, 12, they all have 25-foot setback. I don't know what happened. It just, when they recommend to go ahead and approve 10-foot, then deny the lot 108, if you build a house, you're going to have one, the front of the house, 10, the other one's going to be 10 back, so there's no conformity as far as looking at down the street. So I talked to Marcus, and I said, well, we, you know, if we could just get a partial, maybe all the way down where they line up, where you have, those lots are really tight to begin with, to set any, you know, we definitely don't want to go to the end off of it. 25 per year, so that's, we know from experience, that's very tough. So I proposed to him that instead of 10, maybe we could go, originally I say 5, I'd be happy to take 7, but you know, or even 6, just to give some relief so that we could build a decent house on the sides. Right now the pad, you know, you're talking about waterfront or marshfront lots, you need at least 2,500 square feet the first floor. And the way it is now, the most you could get is like 18 to 19. And if you do two floors, you know, that's the max you get. So that's why I'm here. Yeah. Just so we could line it up. And if you...
Are we going to, and I don't even answer this, I see we have the 25 buffer here. Are we going to run into an issue with the 35 foot?
No, these lots were platted at 25, so they're legally allowed to be at that.
Okay. Any other questions for the petitioner?
And, you know, these lots are the shallows of the lots compared to rest as far as abutted to the marsh. And this is where your front setback comes into play.
Mr. Chu, do you know, this is just out of curiosity, because you might know the answer. This inlet, the main inlet coming in with the bluff and then leading up, kind of to the east side here, mm-hmm. Are they dredging that out, or is it?
No.
It seems like it's been filling in over the years.
What happened was, originally, and this was way back when, they dammed the road. You know, I don't know how they got approval to. It was marsh connected to the island. They put a solid dam, dirt, fill it. And so when they went and applied, originally to put a bridge, the first was to take the dam out, open it up. And when they opened it up, it just, the water was coming off of Wilmington River comes in. And it created a swirl, and naturally, it got deeper and deeper and deeper. It was not dredged. They could have dredged, and this is for my time, on the original, the south, you know, the lots facing on the bottom, they could have dredged that while back.
Yeah. I every now and then I run in there and just kind of a place to anchor and swim, or at least I used to, and it seemed like it was getting a little shallower and shallower.
It is getting shallower, and I don't think it used to be really deep.
Yeah,
way back then, you know, but
not anymore.
And no, it's soaked from the river itself, you know. And I think there's the Bluff Association one time had petitioned the court to go ahead and assess everybody to dredge it out, but I don't know what came of that.
Wow, it'd be nice if they got it done again.
Yeah, yeah, it would be.
All right, sorry, I went off subject.
No, that's all right.
Anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? I'll entertain a motion. I'm personally fine with the 5 foot on the 108. That's been kind of the amended request. But I can't make the motion.
I'll make the motion to if we will amend down to 5 feet on lot number 108 and approve 104 and 106 as requested.
Been moved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Actually, just having that conversation, we're going to follow up with the county clerk to see where they are, because it was our understanding that they were on the verge of naming a board member. So,
are you still short on the MPC?
Yes, sir.
We'll get somebody. It's going to take a few years, right? All right, we're adjourned. Thank y'all.